It's stuffy in the loft above the garage, but it's all ours. It was the biggest consolation prize for moving down here when Mom got her new job at U of O. We were priced out of Portland. The rent got too damn high. In Eugene, we could afford a whole house. I was incensed when I found out we couldn't stay for our last year of high school, for senior year with Jen and Liv. Then I saw our workspace to be. Two giant skylights pouring in beams of sun, like rays straight from heaven, and I swear I heard a harp plucking the Hallelujah chorus. The roof is fitted with dark wooden slats, and the floor is painted a dusty white. Built-in cubbies and foldaway tables line two of the walls. I stood in the loft, and for the first time, I felt truly spoiled. Do we deserve this? Our own place, separated from the house, but still close enough to pick up the Wi-Fi? It really is heavenly. I used to build costumes in the living room of our old apartment, constantly having to repair stuff that got stepped on in the dark, losing pieces to well-meaning parents who were always shuffling gauntlets and cowls out of the way. Cooper has it easier. All he's ever needed is his laptop and a place to put it. He creates worlds in Word documents and screenwriting software. My creations need the room, and with this space, I can finally build the costumes of my dreams. Big, complicated masterpieces. Costumes that would impress Jillian Grayson, that will impress Jillian Grayson, when she reviews my portfolio at the National Portfolio Review in 6 weeks. And then I'll get into CalArts, so every comic shop working douche canoe in Oregon can paddle up a creek because I'll be one step closer to Hollywood. So long, human armpits. Have fun trying to get girlfriends while I'm on a date with Thor. How many squirrels are we going to have to trap and skin? Cooper asks from his workstation. Ew, zero. I'm not going real fur for some con costume. You're the one always harping about authenticity. Making it look authentic. Faking it till we're making it. I fan out a few more pages of Squirrel Girl on my desk. I had a decent grasp on the front of her costume before, but today's haul from Atomics completes the whole picture. This is the last cosplay, I tell him. I need you to write me an original character. Nope, Cooper shouts. You're gonna have to do at least one more. He taps away on the keys of my laptop, clicking and grinning like a madman. Do you know some character named Quentin Quire? No, but Google does. I thumb the name into the search bar on my phone. Marvel. Pink mohawk. Punk. Telepath. Someone saw your blog and wants to pay $300 for the cosplay. How do you know? He wrote to you. It's in your inbox. He turns the laptop around to face me, and I panic for a moment before remembering I went on a deleting spree last night. Nothing else for him to see in there but spam. But I know that won't last. I told you to stay out of my inbox. Stop guessing my password, Snap. Hey, good things happen when I check it. It has to be a scam, I say, but my heart races. I read the email again. $300 is more money than my puny Etsy store makes in a year. Oh, hell no. He wants it in a week? I let Cooper read over my shoulder. We huddle together over the screen. I bring up the client's blog. It looks legit, full of pictures of him attending different conventions. In each photo, he's sporting a different cosplay, although none of them are very good. Lots of construction paper and felt. There's heart there, but not much skill. Oh, he's cute, and not afraid to wear tights, I see. Cooper wiggles his eyebrows and enlarges a picture of the guy in an excruciatingly form-fitting Aquaman outfit. I'd hit it, he declares. I ask Cooper to pull up some pictures of Quentin Quire on his phone while I draft a response to the buyer. Is it doable? 7 days isn't all that much, Coop asks, without looking up from his screen. Totally. It's not a build or anything. I could do most of it from thrift store finds. I start pulling out my scrap bins and picking out anything black, anything remotely usable. There isn't much here, but I know I can pull it off. I have to. I sweep the Squirrel Girl pages onto the floor. I can make her outfit anytime. This is more important. If he's paying, I can finally call myself a legit professional.